from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You know what I got to watch while I was in the hotel room on Saturday?
Probably not The Office.
No, not The Office. No. Definitely not The Office. But I did watch the track and field trials. Did
you catch any God. Of them all? Absolutely. Well, I caught one. Yeah, I caught one person.
That's the one. Box office.
Sha'Carri Richardson is like, hey, TV, send me a push notification when Sha'Carri's going to race because I need to see it.
Yes, box office. She looks short, too. Like, you know, you normally, at least for me, like these the sprinters and stuff like that, they men and women, they look kind of tall, long legs, all this other stuff. She
looks long strides.
She looks really short, but she just be taking off. Take off. Box office. When she qualified and everything, I forgot. She's been in our life for so long, it feels like. I forgot this is her first Olympics because obviously she couldn't go the first time. She got suspended.
The drug. Yeah, that's right.
This is going to be her first Olympics.
So that wow.
That was dope to realize. Like,
wow.
What was at stake?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, she's going to be... she's going to be one of the biggest stars in Paris.
You think she's going to be the biggest star? American star?
I mean, Simone is still there. Simone. But, like, track hits a little different. Simone is so good, it's almost expected now that she's just going to win everything she does. I don't know. Like those are the first two that come to
mind.
There's
always somebody during the Olympics that kind of pops off and it takes off. So that might happen. But I think going into the Olympics, I think it might be her. She's on the before qualifying, she was on the commercials.
No, there's an end. Well, Bronny's on the draft commercial.
Well, before getting drafted.
Is Bronny even invited? Not trying to be mean, but like is
shout out Bronny.
Bronny just hanging out with Mark Tatum day two. Like, hey, what's
shout
hearing
out
anything?
I am gonna be anxious to see if Bronny gets drafted night one. That is gonna
sure, absolutely.
That's gonna be a Johnny Manziel like storyline on night one. It's gonna be some good stuff.
Can I tell you something that's kind of
by the way, with a minute or two to spare, I was correct. Game didn't get into the 3 o'clock hour.
No. What's the name of the team?
Laguna LYB All Stars. Great
team.
That's
a lot. Yeah. No, that's a lot. Were all the other names taken?
Well, Laguna Youth Baseball, Gray All Stars. The Purple is they're supposed to be like the higher team. That's who they played today. The Purple team. They played each other.
They played the Laguna Purple team?
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this straight. Y'all traveled where?
Rohnert Park.
To play the same exact team that you could have played down the street?
Well, that's not how it went. The state tournament has six teams in it. And Laguna Youth Baseball is so powerful that they have two teams in the state tournament.
Can I tell you something? Youth sports are a racket, and they know sucker-ass parents like you and the rest of y'all will fall for this.
Well, no, listen.
It's a racket.
In the Final Four in New Orleans, Duke played North Carolina. They could have played down the street, right? Mm-hmm. But the tournament was being held there.
That's fantastic. Let's work through this. How much do you think Duke and North Carolina made to play in that tournament? No, just work with me here.
Not as much as Laguna All-Stars.
Hey, Snack Shop over there gets paid over there still.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I tell you something that is just bugging the hell out of me. The Adrian Wojnarowski just announced that the Timberwolves signed Chris Finch to a 4-year contract extension. Mm. That's fantastic. Solid head coach. Gutted it out in the Western Conference Finals.
Did.
No money attached to none of this. Money has been a topic of conversation for exactly one coach signing.
Why do you think that is? And I'll say this.
I don't know.
Before the crazy tweet, money was still a talking point, right? Like
right.
It was a big deal. Like, yep. Oh, no.
I don't know. There's been no tweets about Chris Finch wanted this, but Minnesota wanted to pay him that. Mm. Like, the only, like, we learned J.J. Redick's salary after he, that you had to uncover that if you're an insider. That was going to be a huge talking point because he's a first-year head coach. Mm-hmm. The Dan Hurley salary, like, got out because he needed to renegotiate his UConn contract. Yeah. It had to get out there. But, like, Chris Finch, his contract, all of these different contract extensions, they're never now we may find out Chris Finch's money, like, later. Mm-hmm. And it's not unusual for us to find out. I think that's what happened with Eric Spoelstra. Found out Eric Spoelstra's money later. Of course, he was on the higher end, so you want that money out there. But there was only one coach whose salary became a massive talking point, and it was Mike Brown. And that, man, that's just sitting so poorly with me. Am I overreacting?
No, I don't know why.
It just feels dumb.
I'm not sure why that happened that way. Not sure. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me that's how things played out. I want to know what the reasoning is behind that, but that's kind of how they played out, though.
And shout out to Mrs. Mac 10. Speaking of contract extensions, Scotty Barnes. See, Scotty Barnes got his contract extension.
He did, man. Good for him.
It feels like a lot of money.
But that's
he's their guy. Yeah, he's their franchise.
Do you think he's a max type player like that though?
Sure. That's how you pay guys.
We got to answer Jesse's question.
We're just maxing everyone.
Yeah, like he's eligible, and that's the way things go. I understand that, but is he a franchise guy?
Yes.
You build your franchise around Scotty.
Yes.
So, okay, wait. So you build your franchise around Scotty, and you don't need anybody better than Scotty Barnes on that team to be a championship contender. That's when I talk about. That's what I mean when I say a franchise.
But that's not. So you can only have one franchise guy.
One guy is the franchise.
Because you just asked.
Yes, to answer your question, yes.
Okay, because I don't think the two questions that you asked are mutually exclusive answers. Can you have a better player than him on your team? Yes. Can he be the second best player on the team and still be the franchise? Yeah.
He's not the franchise.
How so? So
there's only one franchise guy.
I don't think that's true. Hmm. So if
you need to be a Jaylen Brown type?
Let me ask you that. If Monty McNair play along goes and trades for Anthony Edwards and Anthony Edwards is on the Sacramento Kings, who's the franchise?
Anthony Edwards. He's not.
De'Aaron Fox is the franchise. He's the guy. No, that's not the same thing.
So,
Hulk, here you go. Hulk Hogan went to WCW. What was Sting's nickname?
What was things?
The franchise. Because he was the guy. You're building around Scotty Barnes. If you could get a player better than Scotty Barnes, then great. But like the original point is, so we're just maxing guys out. One, as you pointed out, that's the pay scale. Mm-hmm. But he's one of the guys you want to team him with someone. But yeah, he's absolutely one of the guys that you want to pair with another star-studded player to be the pillars of your team.
Put it to you like this, and this is fantasy land or whatever. But CBA comes out, and you get one slot where you can pay this guy whatever to keep him. The franchise player,
open market.
Yeah,
not subject to collective bargaining agreement rules.
Yeah, the other ones you're maxed out or whatever. But this guy you can pay. It didn't even have to be like $100 million. You could just pay his contract and it doesn't go mm-hmm. towards the cap.
Mm-hmm.
The franchise player. If you every team would have that guy. Like if you're the Raptors. And let's use Anthony Edwards. And you could only use that slot for one guy. Would it be Anthony Edwards or Scotty Barnes?
Be Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, he's your franchise guy.
That's not.
He's okay. Your franchise
no,
guy.
No, that's not. All right. You're inventing a scenario to make that word make sense.
He's the franchise.
De'Aaron Fox is the franchise of the Sacramento Kings, whether Michael Jordan or LeBron James is here.
Because
if they show up tomorrow, this is still De'Aaron Fox.
Was KD or Steph the franchise guy?
Steph. Was the franchise. Kevin Durant was the better player.
Yeah, they chose. They said if one they didn't choose, but like
no, they didn't choose anything. Kevin Durant.
If they needed to make a decision, you'd go with the franchise guy. Who are you building this thing around? They would have chose Steph. That's why he's the franchise guy. If Anthony Edwards goes to Toronto, because we'll leave Sacramento out of this. Okay?
Hold on a second. No. Hold on a second. I just want to be clear with what you just said.
Uh-huh.
In 2017,
18, 19, whatever.
And it's
a little disingenuous because KD tore his Achilles.
No. This is perfectly healthy, KD. Whatever you want to do here. Mm-hmm. If the Warriors look at this and go, we can only keep that. Both of their contracts are up. We can only re-sign one. Kevin Durant loves it here. Steph Curry loves it here. We can only keep one. You think they're keeping Steph?
I do, and I know what you're saying. But the history matters. Like, if Joe Lacob is in that, we won't even go to 19. Let's go to the second time KD was there and they won the championship, 2018 or whatever. KD's healthy. They've won two championships. They've had a four-year run.
How many years was he there?
Three.
So 17, 18, they won. Mm-hmm.
19,
he got hurt.
Yeah. So, you know, you've had a four-year run of Steph winning MVP. They win a championship, 73 wins. KD comes, you win two more titles. And they say they have that scenario. You can only sign one. The other one's got to go. I think Joe Lacob is choosing Steph Curry. That doesn't mean he was better than Kevin Durant. I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. But do you think in that situation, Joe Lacob is going to choose Kevin Durant over Steph Curry?
I don't know. I don't understand anything Joe Lacob does. So maybe and not that there's necessarily a wrong answer there, but in your point, like Steph is the franchise. Like mm-hmm. that was the original point. But the reason Jesse asked it is because Steph is the franchise. But Kevin Durant was the team's best player.
But Steph was also, that's a little different argument too, because Steph.
I can't
was,
believe we're arguing over
well,
this.
Well, no,
this
Steph was also like way, way better, and this isn't breaking news, way, way better than Scotty Barnes was at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can say KD was the better player, but if you chose Steph over KD, you're not choosing
a
borderline all-star.
Let's continue the four-year bit now of your hatred for Scotty Barnes. You wouldn't offer.
I don't hate Scotty Barnes.
You wouldn't offer. Oh, Zay, dig that clip up.
I don't hate Scotty Barnes.
You wouldn't have.
If you're Toronto, yeah, I don't have no problem with it. But number one.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, you wouldn't have.
I guess you have to, but I just don't think he's like you do just because it's like well, quarterbacks in the NFL, you have to pay him or whatever. But I just don't think he's a max type. Like he's making 56, making what Giannis and AD and those guys make.
That's just the.
But those are two different. Those are two different conversations, though. right? Like, because we all I think all three of us say like that's just the way things are playing out. Like that's what you have to do. But if we're having a conversation of like, yo, is Scottie Barnes the guy that's going to lead Toronto back to the NBA Finals? I right now I don't see him as that guy. And you look at a guy
I got you, but that's just disingenuous.
How?
Because Kawhi Leonard led them to the Leonard showed up for a single year, won them a championship, and then dipped.
Or even is he going to get you back to where DeMar and Kyle Lowry got?
I think he could do that. Like he can't do it by himself.
No,
but he absolutely can do it.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel the same. Like, and the years are off. I think just by a little bit, but I don't feel that way. I don't feel the way about him that I do about Ant, or even on a smaller scale. Like, I think Tyrese Halliburton would be that type of player before Scottie Barnes.
All right.
I think Scottie Barnes is your best. He's definitely overqualified to be your third best player, but I think he's like best to be like your second best player.
He's 28-6 this year too. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists.
Is Tyrese Indiana's best player?
Yes. Yes.
And is Siakam a number one or a number two?
Number two, I think.
Okay.
Scottie Barnes, salute to him for getting that bag. Salute to him for getting that bag. And he's a hell of a ball player. I just think the whole point was, I think at some point, Toronto is going to get back to that middle, you know, second round and higher type. They're going to have to bring in somebody better than Scottie Barnes.
Well, wait, where did you just have them? You said the middle of the second.
Yeah, like second, went around in the play. That's where DeMar and them usually used to get to. Second.
Yeah, but think about that. That was DeMar DeRozan, Pascal Siakam, and OG Anunoby.
Pascal wasn't part of that. If he was, he was like early. He wasn't Pascal Siakam. He didn't really turn into that until that year Kawhi got there.
I thought he turned into that the year before Kawhi got there. But it's fine. Maybe it still makes your point valid. It doesn't matter.
Good players like Kyle Lowry, DeMar, really good players. Young Pascal, really good players.
You just want a bunch of super teams. That's what you are. You're super team Caraway over here. You want a bunch of stars on it.
I heard a ridiculous question, by the way. I'll tell you about it. You can guess where I heard it from. But
it's really funny sitting where I sit and watching people right outside our window talk with their hands. And you don't know like what they're talking about, but they're really animated and talking with their hands, like having just like zero idea that they're standing directly in front of me.
What's Kim doing right now?
The look at them, like what are they doing?
They're throwing up the rock. They're throwing up Rockefeller.
They're standing out there going like this.
They're throwing up Rockefeller. Oh, she left.
This is so weird. This is how you know Kimberly doesn't really watch us, because then she'd know we were talking about her. And I think the boss was about to diamond cut somebody. She said, no, come on. She's about to diamond cut somebody. She was probably looking at Aaron, ready to give him the diamond cutter.
Aaron's fine. He brought In-N-Out today.
Yeah, for you.
Everybody.
I'm sorry. Charlie did not bring me a hamburger.
I don't know what happened.
Nobody ever brings me food.
Got
a staff of people waiting on Kenny.
They don't know what to bring
but
you.
No one ever goes, hey, D-Lo, can I get you anything?
They're like, yo, we're going to In-N-Out. We know Casey going to eat that, man. Give him a Casey. We don't
what
know.
Like, have you ever said no to food?
Yeah, absolutely. Peas. Disgusting.
Like, I'm sorry. Who's ever offered you peas here in the studio?
They better not start. Well, they can do whatever they want. I'm not going to eat it.
What was the ridiculous question you heard?
Are we going now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's normally James Ham time, so
True. So, I mean, obviously.
James Ham's on vacation, by the way.
And this is a little. I'll stall out these guys just a little bit, because it wasn't like a serious question. It was just throwing out names.
Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bill Simmons.
This is Bill Simmons and your boy Ryan Russillo. They asked the interesting question, though. They said, who would trade with Atlanta for the number one pick? Like, what's the player that would get like a response, like get Atlanta to trade the number one pick or vice versa, right? And they started off with like, he's like, Ryan was just like, I don't know, like Aaron Gordon. Like you think the Nuggets would trade for the number one pick for Aaron Gordon?
I don't know. I don't know that anyone would trade like for the number one pick.
That's kind of what they
you know
came
who
to.
Well yeah, so. Man, I don't know what's the number one pick make, because like it maybe in like a salary cutting,
right? That would be so. Like the argument, if you did do it, if you were Denver per se, would be you get the number one pick, you change up the dynamics of your salary and the salary cap for you for a guy that, like I said, Aaron Gordon is way better than the number one pick right now, and they wouldn't do it, but you know. It could give you maybe some of what you're getting from Aaron Gordon, and you could see if you could survive. Like maybe even if it's Michael Porter Jr., if you could trade him and get him off your books and get a rookie scale guy in there. You know, that was kind of the whole argument of the discussion. And like I said, to be fair to them, this wasn't like a real, like, no, let's find out who will do it. It's like if they're just sitting around, like, who do you think would realistically trade for it. You know what I mean? And they couldn't find anybody.
Yeah.
The whole point of this is they end up saying Keegan Murray's name. And I was listening. I was like, there's not a chance.
The Kings trading Keegan Murray for the number one pick?
Yeah.
Stop. Why do you keep listening to this?
Once again, they weren't being serious. They were trying to throw out names of like who might bite. And I think they came around and said nobody. They're like, nah.
The Kings are dumb enough to do it.
Well, Russillo, low-key, once again, he was kind of like being tongue-in-cheek, but he still kind of pissed me off.
That's your boys.
Because I'm my boy. Neither one of them are. But he pissed me off. He's like, Keegan Murray. They wouldn't do it for Keegan. They actually paused longer for anybody else when they did Keegan. They were like, I don't know. No. Here comes Ryan Russillo. Oh, would they do it for Sabonis? Oh, all right, settle down, jackass. That one actually kind of pissed me off.
You're the one listening to it. Keegan was the one
I could actually sit there and say, all right, they're spitballing a little bit. Sabonis, shut your ass up. At that point, you're talking about Sabonis.
Who's the number one pick? Is it the 7 foot?
Yeah, I think it's
him.
The old boy from UConn.
Oh,
that's what some people are projecting.
Okay,
they got the guy from France.
That's who I was thinking
of. Who's being projected as well?
Okay,
so
I thought like the top picks were like some overseas guys.
Klingon, UConn guy. He's up there as being potentially a number one pick. The number one pick, excuse me.
All right.
So you got him, and then a lot of people like Reed Sheppard. I don't think he's the number one pick, but a lot of people like Reed Sheppard out of Kentucky. That kind of coming out of nowhere.
What about the other UConn? The Castle.
Castle's top five or so. Let me pull up one of these mocks right now.
The point is, like, if you don't know who the number one overall pick is, you ain't trading for it. Because I don't think there's a team out there that's like, man, I really love. .. And I'm also not of the belief that, you know, people think this draft is going to be so bad. This draft might be full of players that surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be full of really good NBA players.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not, you know, Wembanyamas. Maybe they're not Ant-Mans. Maybe they're not guys like that. But, like, hey, there's a group of good ball players right here.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a bunch of Jaren Jackson Juniors in here and guys along that.
Guys
hill.
That can help you become
yeah,
a really good
team. Yeah, guys
that
can help you win.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Alex Sarr is the guy we're talking about from France. Or he's actually from Australia. I thought he was from France.
Okay.
They got the other guy that I never know how to say his name from France. He's like been projected high up there.
Okay.
Zachariah. I don't know his name.
There's two overseas guys that are like in the top, I guess, depending on what you're looking at, five.
Yeah. Sar's one of them.
Okay. I think that's the one I was thinking.
I think he's like a power forward, 6'9" or so. He looks like a a dope basketball player. We'll see, you know, what happens in the NBA. But
you said he's 6'9"? I don't think that's who I'm thinking about. I thought the guy. I thought one of them was like 7 feet.
Alex Sarr is 7'1", listed at 7'1".
Oh, yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking about then. All right. Well, whatever. You were not trading Keegan Murray for him, so no. Tell your dumbass podcast.
Those are my guys.
I'm sorry. Raise your hands if you're listening to Bill Simmons on a regular.
I listen to him. That don't mean he's my guy.
No, that's absolutely your guy. You're giving him your download.
Dude, yeah, you're a regular.
No, you kind of are.
Yeah, like Spotify, like they release, you're in the top 0.01% or whatever listeners for this person.
If Bill Simmons had a chatty house.
Hey, Kenny, get him out, Ken.
That'd be you.
Yeah, boot him, Kenny.
You'd be the Ramsey of the Bill Simmons chatty house.
That's not true. I hate when he talks about I didn't listen to any of the finals podcasts because I hate when he talks about the Celtics. Not interested in that.
That's so stupid. Why did he do that? Like, bro, could you not make out what he was? You couldn't make that out?
Bill Simmons said, really, Zach? This is.
He sounded like he was being edited. This is a good question from Kyrie.
There goes Saul right there.
Do you have Bill Simmons merch?
I don't have Bill Simmons merch and never will.
Have you ever left a rating on his podcast?
No, sir. No, sir. I listen to Bill Simmons.
We know you do.
Are you subscribed?
I listen to the real ones. I haven't listened to this podcast in a while, but still subscribed, I guess, or downloads on my Apple Podcast to the Hoop Collective.
Yeah, I tapped out of the Hoop Collective. It was just like, I can't do it. I feel like Winhurst has characters. Like, I thought Winhurst during the NBA Finals was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe he gets bored. Maybe the season is just too long for him. But that's where he just starts, like, saying stuff.
Mm.
It's like, Wendy, what are you talking about? What is happening here? Like, stop it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that podcast. I mean, I won't ever
listen. That's Wendy, like, McMahon, and Bontemps.
He kind of rotates a little bit, but it's usually those three. And like I said, it's not, I'm never listening to them. It's just, I don't know. I'll see what else is going on.
Okay.
But like I said, the thing with Simmons is he's the only one at 11 p.m. on a Sunday that has a podcast. That's why.
Why is that time slot so important to you?
Because that's usually, I'm up at that time. The house is shut down, and I'm either on the computer or I'm playing MLB The Show. And if I want to. That's the kickoff to the week for my basketball listening.
Maybe let's link in some Office episodes instead of Bill Simmons listening.
Well, no, let's do this because no. Strike that from the record because the Office does nothing to help you with this show. So if whatever dumb thing Bill Simmons or Tim Bontemps said helps with content, then there you go.
I'm behind on Clipped, and I'm behind on Power. It's crazy.
Yeah. Clipped us. At this point, all of us, let's just get through it, guys. Let's just get through Clipped.
That's so much
promise. Now, there was a purpose. Like, it just got serious quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
not that.
How many episodes are we going to say that?
Racism generally isn't a funny topic. I hated to, like, I think just as more time passes, I hate that Ed O'Neill is Donald Sterling. By all accounts, Ed O'Neill is like a fantastic human being. Mm. I hate that he's playing Donald Sterling. I was a clip of a very younger Ed O'Neill surprising Christina Applegate on whatever other show she had after Married with Children mm-hmm. popped up on. Like a suggestion from YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it was such a sweet clip.
Yeah.
And then I went down this rabbit hole of like he had another one on you know, one of the talk shows that your girl was on from his wife on Modern Family.
Oh, Sophia, yeah.
Yeah, her. And it's like, God, he just seems like a wonderful human being. And he's playing this awful person on this show who you just want to kick in the face. And now I'm just like, man,
Does he get more playing time in this in these coming episodes? Because remember, and I think
I don't
three,
know. So
and he wasn't really in it.
And he's not in four either, because four is about Doc Rivers on the Clippers.
Oh, jeez. That's right. You did mention that.
Like Doc.
Who wrote this?
It was like Doc. It's just so weird. Like Doc is trying to figure out his relationship with white people in that episode. But his wife is white, and so it's like it's fascinating. Like it's incredible. I don't know.
Damn.
The whole thing is based on like a Doc Rivers nap. Like he gets on the plane after the game. And he's thinking about like the riots and all of these things, and then it ends with Shelly waking him up.
Oh God,
we're home, sweetheart.
And her,
and like, why is she on the plane? Oh, it's awful.
Shelly is a problem.
It's so
that's the one thing I've learned from this show so far. Shelly is a problem.
I think there's two episodes left, right?
Yeah.
Come on, we could do this. Let's just get through it. Let's just get through it. We'll come back.
By the way, real quick before we get out of here.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hold on one second. Nah, I lost it. But Ben checked in.
Ben here.
Yeah,
Ben was here when the show started.
He was, but he must have.
Unless he was commenting on the insiders.
I think that's what it was, because we were talking about
really?
Like, yeah, those kind of thing earlier.
I saw it, and I didn't acknowledge it. I was like, what the hell is Ben doing here? Yeah, now it makes sense. He was talking to Kyle.
Yeah, Ben says the whole crowd at HOF Day was singing Marvin's Room. I thought that was interesting. That was 1:30?
We need a time company to sponsor Ben's comments, like a watch company or something. Help Ben be on time. Brought to you by Rolex.
Yeah, I'm sure Rolex is really eager to spend money with D'Lo and
Casey. G-Shock or whatever that used to be.
That's it. Like, it's either Meister watches or JBW.
Shout out Meisters, man. I might have to talk to my people on Meisters, man.
Yeah, they were supposed to. Well, never mind.
Man,
it's D'Lo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm looking at a quote from 95.7 The Game, our friend Steiny and Guru.
Big ups to him.
It's a quote from one of their guests, Brian Geltzler. Apologies, I'm sure I got that wrong, but he's serious XM guy. Okay. He's talking about Klay. He said, I think it's imminent that the Warriors and Klay Thompson say goodbye. They can't be sentimental. Klay's been amazing. He's been a legendary Warrior. Unfortunately, he's going to end up finishing his career elsewhere. And that's like that, end quote. That's perfectly fine. The thing I just can't get over is, did y'all have this energy with Draymond last year? Because everyone was talking about how Joe Lacob is just going to die with this group together. And whenever Steph is ready, that's when it'll all disband. But now all of a sudden we're not ready to do that? Because then this was what I was telling Sarah last night. Like if I'm Klay and there's, you know, allegedly a 2-year offer on the table, I'm like, no, you're paying him for. He punched our teammate in the face. He's been suspended multiple times. And you committed $100 million to him.
That's crazy.
And you want me to take a deal? I'm the second half of the greatest backcourt that's ever existed. And you want me to be the friendly deal? I'd have told Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, y'all could go to hell.
I mean, but you're right. Everything you're saying is right. But if you're not worth the deal that you're asking for, the years you're asking for, whatever the case may be, we can't just give it to you because we made a mistake in the past. We want you here.
And that's why you can't re-sign me.
All right, well, we can't re-sign you then.
No, that's fine. Right, I wasn't trying to change your mind. This wasn't one of them things. Like,
security.
I'll leave.
Security.
Don't make me get Stacy. She'll hit the diamond cutter or whatever she was doing.
Can you imagine this just then? Klay Thompson carried out by security at the Warriors facility.
Thrown out by Bonte Hill. Yeah, but like, no, yeah, right, it's fine. No, it's fine. Yeah, no, you guys made a mistake. If you think signing me to a 4-year deal is a mistake, that's fine. You're going to make one more or I'm going to leave because I'm not signing for less than what you paid him for.
I understand, Klay. I understand. And we've got to
see you bitches in Orlando.
I mean, then I would show him pictures of Akeem Olajuwon in a Raptors uniform, Patrick Ewing in a Sonics uniform. Be like, Klay, is this what you – come on, man.
No.
We're sorry. We made a mistake. We should not have given that crazy man all that money.
No good.
We're sorry. Yeah,
no. Okay, so sign me to a 4-year deal and trade his bum ass.
Nobody wants him, Klay.
Well, him and JJ could do a podcast together. Trade him to L.A. Well, JJ said he's done podcasting. The Lakers need a podcaster.
Klay, what part of nobody wants him and his contract don't you understand?
Well,
we can't trade him.
If you orchestrate a trade, he'll just retire. Because he doesn't want the rest of the world to know he's not very good when Steph Curry's not playing.
Hey, no, this conversation between the Warriors front office and Klay Thompson is hilarious.
I feel like this is all very realistic.
Oh, man. Did you catch some of the stuff that was going on with the Warriors over the weekend? And you know, a lot of people were having fun with it here in Sacramento, but, you know, the guy with the said he had a rumor about what he hears the Warriors are going to do. I don't pay attention to that. But they did.
The answer to your question is no. But
they picked up Looney's option, I believe it was, of $8 million.
Okay.
They pushed back the deadline for Chris Paul's contract to be guaranteed
okay,
a couple days, right?
They, so.
Or he did, I think. I think he did it.
So he did do it.
That's the last.
So
I
think they were going to ask him to do it. I'm not sure. I did have that in my notes, but I don't think they asked him to. I think there was an idea that they were going to ask Chris Paul because they have these grand ideas about what they could do with Chris Paul's contract. Right. And so if they push back the guaranteed date a little bit, which is why, like, because I saw Chris Paul, Lakers have strong interest, Clippers have strong interest. I can think, isn't he still with the Warriors? Like, the Warriors have to, like, cut him. Mm-hmm. And the stuff I saw was if he pushes back the deadline date, they can trade $30 million mm-hmm. versus I think it's $15 million.
Right.
And my thought was, if I'm Chris Paul, why the hell am I trying to help them? Unless I'm missing something, and I could be, that doesn't make sense for me if I'm Chris Paul.
So if I'm Chris Paul, help me out with this one. If I'm Chris Paul, I get traded. Me and my $30 million for next year gets traded.
Mm-hmm.
Say I get traded to OKC. And OKC waives me or buys me out, I can get the $30 million, or do I get the buyout that we agreed upon, which might be $17 million or something like that?
I think Chris Paul makes $15 million this year no matter what. Mm-hmm. So if he's traded before that day, and I'll get the exact number here in a second. If he's traded before that day, like if he's traded to Sacramento, mm-hmm. and Sacramento cuts him, they still owe him $15 million, mm-hmm. but he can play wherever he wants.
Right. So the reason why I'm asking that is if I'm Chris Paul, to your point, like, Dave, why would I help you not? I got $30 million that I potentially could get. If I agree to a trade or I push this back so you can make a trade, and I potentially get cut by that team and I'm only making $15 million, why would I do that? Because that's the scenario, right? Like if Chris Paul gets traded and that team cuts him, he's making $15 million next year.
Chris Paul's – so last year was the $15 million, 23-24. Mm-hmm. 24-25 is non-guaranteed. It's fully guaranteed. So the whole $30 million is guaranteed on the 28th. Mm. In 4 days. Wow. So it was last year that they could have gotten out with a partial guarantee. So
that gets even crazier. So why would anybody trade for his $30 million contract?
Because if I'm understanding this correctly, it's not guaranteed and they can cut him. So it would be a team that's trying to shed salary. Drew Down, can you weigh in on this?
It would all have to happen within the next like four days. Right? So, because if somebody trades for him after the 28th, then the 30 is guaranteed, correct?
Correct. That's correct. Yep. So, which also, I don't think you can trade until the 6th.
Mm.
Like, legally. Like, you can agree, yeah, but the day has passed.
Right.
So, let's see. In a recent report, Anthony Slater actively seeking larger scale upgrades using Chris Paul's expiring $30 million salary that becomes fully guaranteed on June 28th. They're looking to push the guaranteed date back from June 28th into July.
Mm. And Drew Down in the chat says the thinking is guarantee the contract and then trade him. And I know he's an expiring deal, but who's trading for $30 million for Chris Paul?
I don't think anybody is. Because if the option is $30 million, like I think people would bank on the Warriors just cutting him.
Yeah. And then I could try to sign.
Now the flip side to that is we need him. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to go get him. We can't risk him signing with such and such. Mm-hmm.
But
$30 million.
The flip side to that, RIP again. Oh, okay. No disrespect to my man Chris Paul.
Well, that's going to be disrespectful.
But who needs Chris Paul that bad right now? At this point in his
career. Let's get Drew down. Maybe he will walk us through this a little bit, because I had this completely mixed up. Drew down, help us out with this Chris Paul stuff.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Drew?
So you got it right. So last year was the $15 million guaranteed. This year is $30 million non-guaranteed. But the key is the guaranteed date. Because as it stands right now, the guaranteed date is the 29th, and that's before free agency and trades can happen. So in order, I'm not sure if they officially pushed it back, but if they didn't, they would have to guarantee that salary first before they could, you know, in order to trade him. Because if they don't guarantee by the 29th, then, you know, the it's not guaranteed. They can't trade him. So pretty much that's where it gets tricky, is the date thing. So I'm thinking, I'm not sure how logical it is for teams that, you know, would want to pay him $30 million. But my thinking is, you know, the Lakers and the Warriors are thinking, you know, push the date back, try to find a suitor who might want him. Maybe they attach a pick and use that salary as a part of, you know, a bigger trade. Maybe try to attach some young players, Chris Paul with the salary and some picks, and try to go big game hunting. But the key is the date. That's the key, because if they don't move it back, the date is the 29th. Either they guarantee it by that date or they don't. And if they don't guarantee it, then he's a free agent. So it's very tricky to me. I don't think it's plausible, but my thinking is that, you know, they want to push back the date, try to see if they can find a way to attach that salary plus some younger players, maybe Moody, whatever, and some picks, and try to go big game hunting. So gotcha. I think that's what they're thinking. Is it realistic or not? I don't know, but I think that's what they're thinking. So I just wanted to shed some light on it. Thanks, guys.
No, that's helpful. Appreciate you, Drew.
$30
million for 39-year-old Chris Paul.
Wow.
I think Chris Paul can be a difference maker I think Chris Paul can be really helpful to a couple of different teams out there. I know I'm working through this. I know I'm a stan, but like Chris Paul at $30 million or Russell Westbrook at $5
million? Russell Westbrook.
Like Drew's point is 100% what it appears that they're trying to do. That's what Anthony Slater was reporting about. I just can't figure out who does this.
I don't know. And if I can get Chris Paul like as a free agent, and I can sign him to whatever,
yeah,
then yeah, we're cooking.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to do that. I think he can help out.
Absolutely.
But if I got to do it at $30 million, I can go find another point guard for cheaper. And that's younger, and that might be more durable. Chris Paul got hurt again last year and was out for multiple weeks.
So, yeah, but to Chris Paul, like it felt like that really hurt the Warriors when he went out.
A little bit, but then he came back didn't get past the first game of the play-in.
Well, and who beat them again?
The Kings.
Well, let's just hold on to the one victory we got last year. just repeat it.
I'll take it.
Hell yeah.
Chris Paul, look. Hey, man. Just to bring it full circle.
Why would Chris Paul do this?
Because if you're able to get traded, you can guarantee yourself $30 million. Like if you say, hey, Warriors, I'll push back the date so you can work out a trade.
Can you?
Yeah, because if he gets traded, if by some miraculous way he gets traded, he gets to make the $30 million.
Right.
If he gets cut,
but
there's nothing.
But so if the idea is to guarantee the salary, why does the date have to be moved?
Because you wouldn't be able to trade him now.
The date's what?
You wouldn't be able to trade him. Like if the date isn't moved, he can't be traded with the $30 million salary. If you move it to, say, July 15th, now, all right, I'm still got the $30 million guaranteed, and I can be traded. Because if you don't move the date, essentially the Warriors are just going to cut you, and you're not going to make $30 million.
But if you move the date and you're traded, can't you be cut?
I think it's guaranteed at that point.
So
No, I think
what date is being moved then?
So if
June 30th gets here, mm-hmm. the contract's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Why can't you trade him?
Mm. Yeah, well, that's a good point. I don't think anybody's going to take him for 30 minutes. But
that's the idea. Someone is acquiring with the idea of cutting him. Why would Chris Paul do that?
That's a good point.
Just cut me now, and I'll go sign wherever the hell I want to and not have to go through this whole hoopla of going to whoever. There's clearly something here I'm missing.
If
I don't know what it is. I'm too stupid to figure this out.
Say he stays with the $30 million and gets traded and got cut. $30 million is guaranteed regardless, right?
If it's past that day,
right. So to your point, your original point, which makes sense, what's his?
There's no benefit
for moving,
and there's no benefit to a team cutting him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The benefit to a team acquiring him and cutting him is you save the $30 million,
right?
But I don't know, dude. I'm just sitting here.
I don't know, man.
I'm just looking at hoops hype.
I don't know, man. What? Speaking of Mike Tyson, 24 years ago today, he broke his back.
Spinal?
Spinal.
Wow. It's tragic.
His back is broken.
Tragic.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that plays out. You know, and if I'm the Warriors, yeah, I float that out there and I'll try everything I can. You know, you got to, as long as you got Steph Curry there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try.
Yep, absolutely. Which is why I don't fault whatever they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. You got to try.
Yeah, I don't fault whatever they're trying to do.
Hey, can I give a big L? Jesse's not in here to defend. Oh, he's back. I want to hear him defend this because I didn't. Well, hell, I got the biggest Celtics fan right here. You could defend it.
Whatever.
What the hell did they do with that championship ceremony? Did you see how that thing ended? Was I alone with that? Were they in an empty TD Garden?
No, they started in the TD Garden, then they left.
That's where they started.
Yeah, they started there.
But they even then, with the microphones and all that other stuff.
They didn't do no stage. Like, they did all their speeches there at the TD Garden with fans and stuff, and then they go on their little parade.
So there were fans in the TD Garden?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were.
Because on the side behind them, the seats were empty, so they might have been all in front of them, which you still should have filled up the whole thing.
Yeah, they did do it kind of weird. I don't like how they did it, to be honest. Like, you need to go on a little parade route, end up at some stage or whatever, do your speeches, and then go home. Yeah,
like that, do it that way.
That's how they should have done it.
I couldn't tell if there were people in there or not, because I just saw behind them the seats were empty. I was like, why'd they do that? And then, but I didn't know they did it before. But they should have been. It's July or June 15th or whatever, man. Be in City Hall. Be in front of the people. Do it that way. Come on.
Fix it next year, fellas.
Maybe they're trying
it
to create.
Not be in next year.
It will be.
Maybe they're trying to create a more pleasant experience for the people in attendance.
There were no people in attendance. Well,
they're in front.
The Spurs did their whole arena. Well, I remember when they did that, because they showed that on NBA TV. If you're gonna do it,
and they did this during the same time as the parade.
The Spurs?
Yeah.
I think theirs was like reverse. Like, so they went on their little route and then they ended up at SBC Center or whatever it's called, and they had 17,000 inside the arena.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anyone's in there.
To do that.
It doesn't look like anyone's
in there. I was disappointed with that. I wanted to see my boy Tatum in front of everybody in the city of Boston.
We did it!
No, look, he's going to go to... You're going to go to the podium, and you're going to do this, David. You're going to go up to the podium and go, let's do it again.
Who did that?
Okay. No, okay. That's funny.
Maybe he would have did Mark Madsen's funny dance too, Casey. That's maybe.
Funny. That's funny. That's funny.
Nah, I just thought that was a little strange. I was like, oh, come on, man. We always love those outside moments.
Parades are pretty overrated unless you're there, I think.
I went to one. Yeah.
Well, maybe there wasn't a place for them to do it. I've never seen, now that I think about it, have you ever seen a clip of a Celtics parade outside?
I don't know. They gotta find a park somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe Boston doesn't have parks. Or integrated ones, at least.
Oh, that's why they couldn't do it.
That's why they couldn't do it.
Boston didn't have a place for the basketball team to be able to celebrate.
Well, this is where the Bruins do it, but I don't know. This is a historic Boston over here.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
I'm trying to get a better view of what was going on at TD Garden. It really does not look like anyone was there. That's bizarre.
I hope they had some people there.
Well, I mean, it looked like employees were there.
Come on, man.
But it's hard to tell if...
That's not good enough.
Maybe they thought, let's just do this part for TV and get out there and get with the people.
Well, they did have like NBA TV and out there. Like, you could watch that part, I guess, but yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe that's all it was.
Bad job. They stole my man Tatum's moment.
Or did they save Tatum?
Tatum's moment to do what?
To do the Mark Madden?
Can you imagine? They're like, yeah, we were supposed to go on a little parade route and go to the stage, but Tatum just cannot quit with this whole copying people stuff, so let's just cut it early and we'll just drive around.
They got together and said, look, we need to save Tatum from
like Jaylen. Can you speak, please? Because this guy has kind of lost it.
Jaylen was out there with his girl. I didn't even know that was going down like that. Did you see that?
Jaylen's the biggest winner, I think, from all of this.
I didn't see Jaylen with his girl.
He was how you say my girl's name?
Not sure.
Chrissy.
Okay.
Plays for the Sky.
Oh, I saw someone mention that earlier. Like, yeah, he lost a ring.
On the float.
Yeah, he lost the ring for like one of his brands or something like that.
Yeah. Oh,
poor guy. Yeah. He's all right though. He's doing just fine.
He got another ring on the way. He'll be okay. Put out a reward for it. Bro, just tell the company to make you a new one.
Doing just fine. Real quick before we go, the Simmons and Russillo, they think Danny Ainge got a ring. You think he got a ring? Or is going to get a ring? Their argument is he basically put this team together.
But he didn't.
With Tatum and Brown, though. Yeah, he didn't do Tatum and Brown.
Brad Stevens honestly took the risk that Danny Ainge was never able to take.
Yeah, like, he didn't. Like,
I love Danny Ainge. Like, that Celtics team was always winning.
Brad
always
went
close,
back and got Al Horford. Right? That was Brad, right?
Yeah, Brad went back, got Horford.
Brad got Drew. Brad got Porzingis.
You think Marcus
I do. And I wouldn't be surprised if Danny got one. Again, I don't think this is going to be, like, promoted. There's not going to be a ceremony for it.
Yeah, right.
I just think, hey, Brody, we appreciate you. Thank
your address again, dog? I'm going to send you something.
Yeah, so, something like that. They'll give him his ring in person. It should just, hey, be in the back.
Come over here, bro.
We got you. Did you read the little note that they were going to trade Marcus no matter what?
I did not see that. Where did you see that?
Like, it was like Marcus. So with the Brogdon thing, we thought, oh, they were going to do this trade and they were going to be able to keep Marcus, but the Clippers screwed it up. There's a report, I can't remember who wrote it, that they were going to trade him for like Tyus Jones. And like, they were like first round pick. There were picks involved as well. But Marcus, by the way this was written, was going to be traded to Memphis no matter what.
You know what? At the time, I hated the Clippers, and I thought I would forever. But like after hearing that, thank you to the Los Angeles Clippers. You guys jump-started all
this. And so they just wound up getting him in kind of a rerouted way.
Hmm. Well, good luck to Marcus.
And now Malcolm Brogdon's going to play for the Kings because Kenny won't quit bringing his name up.
As long as you're getting Kuzma, it's cool.
It's pre-draft eve. It's draft eve or whatever tomorrow. Make sure you tap in with us beginning at 10 a.m. on the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Oilers!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.